Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Something I hear in the DevOps circles is we start talking about containers, and the idea being that when you deploy an application, that you're deploying the stuff it needs to be successful, right? And you define the inputs and outputs to it, and it's an application can exist, and actually multiple containers could potentially exist on a machine. It's not like a virtual machine because you still have the underlying operating system, but all of the things that make up that application are put in a place, and that container essentially it's wrapped in a way that you really can't get out of the container, right? It's that something happens to that container, poof, goes away, or if something breaks out of the container, then the ability for mischief is fairly limited because there's everything that happens in that container essentially stays in that container, except for maybe the stuff that if there's a TCP connection going out or something, right? And so that's kind of your only output. But if you cause a process to crash or whatever, then the container kind of goes away, right? And so and so any sort of persistence or whatever, is just you just don't have any issues there. But you could even take a container, right? Or you can take an application and actually break it down in what they call microservices, right? So the microservices interact with each other in such a way that the attack surface that you have is pretty much non-existent, right? I mean, it's so, even if something does compromise, say the front-facing container, again, if something, there's nothing for it to go to spread laterally to, because the container ensures that everything's kept, away from anything else that might be on the same system or whatever. Now there's some other implications of that. I don't think we fully thought through, but from a security perspective, I mean, again, you start talking about, how do I compromise an application? Well, if the application disappears the moment you pop a shell, then so what, right? You haven't really gained anything. And I would wonder what shared web hosting would look like 20 years ago if they had this technology, because when I first started really digging into containers, that's what it kind of reminded me of. And so the idea behind shared web hosting is that there's on a server there's like one big instance of Apache or whatever that's running on it, and each user has their own subdirectory that's got their web pages on it, and they might have little different configurations for different pages that you might have, like the HT options, or I forget what it's called, but the where you can make local changes for that subdirectory. But of course, if you manage to compromise that you load a compromised web page and it does some stuff, the worst part of it is that you could potentially compromise a whole lot more, because there wasn't really there wasn't really a jail to put stuff in. And that's, aside from the deployment strategy, which is where DevOps comes in, from a security perspective, it's the containers can actually give you greater security, because yes, if you happen to break out, you happen to, you try to break out of a program or whatever, you have nothing to break out of, really. I mean, and it goes away, and then the system restarts it or whatever. And so, from an application security perspective, it actually, I won't say it eliminates all security issues, but it eliminates a lot of them. And that's going to have, that's going to have some consequences for, for a lot of things, right? And I know people are already doing this, but I also have been around long enough to realize that not everybody's going to switch to containers tomorrow, right? I mean, there are smart companies that are doing exactly that, and as they develop new applications, they're going to use that methodology. And it makes it, by componentizing the application, I mean, it makes it much easier to scale or whatever, because you're just saying, okay, well, the component does this. I know what its capacity is. And if I need, 10 times the capacity, well, that's easy to achieve, right? It's easy to multiplex that. So that's it's another way of thinking about things. And I think it will be something that will, that's going to be a big change. But like many of these sort of revolutionary changes that come about, it's going going to take time, and it's going to have implications from a security perspective, and you know, at least a little bit I've seen. When it's done right, containers, they do make it very difficult to be persistent and to move around laterally on a system because there's lots of components that would need to be containerized we're a long ways from that possibility. So in the short run, maybe for these big web scale applications are certainly going to do it, and there's still plenty of legacy applications out there that are doing it the old way, but there is something to these containers, and it's going to have impact on certainly on my industry and how things get protected and so forth. So there's a lot to think about there, but it's an interesting technology, and you probably won't see it unless you're into the weeds like I can be sometimes, It's great stuff, and it's something to definitely keep track of as you're starting to think about, how do I secure my applications? Maybe that's a good reason to at least look at that deployment strategy and see if it makes sense, and see if you can leverage some of the stuff that provides. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.